here's a story from The World.
In Bangkok, thousands of protesters have been doing the unthinkable today. They're confronting their king. This is an illegal act in Thailand. Pro-democracy activists line the streets today along the route of King Maha Vajiralongkorn's motorcade. The king spends much of his time abroad, but he is back in Thailand for a few weeks. Tongchai Winichikul has been following today's protests and the movement behind them that's been energized since this summer. Tongchai is a historian at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. What kinds of reforms are protesters demanding?
They prefer the king to be beyond politics, to behave strictly under the constitution, because unlike many other countries which have monarchies, Thai monarchies do have mechanism and have ways to interfere and to have power or influence over political operation. The king can amend the constitution, which have gone through the referendum by people already. The king can demand to have control over the two regiments, army regiments in Bangkok. The king can demand for the law to transfer all the wealth of the crown, which is not his personal wealth, to become his personal wealth. These are the things that people cannot accept. But people have been grumble, gossip, and talk about for a long time. I don't mean everybody in Thai, of course. There's a lot of royalists, but a lot more who have not been satisfied.
We should point out that criticism of the monarchy in Thailand is punishable with jail time. So protesters are risking a lot to be in the streets. It would seem to be really unusual to see public criticism of the monarchy this way in Thailand, is it?
Yes, of course. But at the same time, that law has been a subject of criticism for quite a long while, at least in the past decade. Even people who call for the reform or for the men of that law in particular, not the monarchy as a whole, was arrested for that law as well, which is crazy. The court and the police has been interpreted unreasonably. The process is not due process. Even doing little things such as sharing the BBC news can violate the law. Depends on what the court decides. So a lot of people are not satisfied with this interpretation, with this stretch of interpretation.
At the demonstrations today, there were also many counter-protesters in support of the monarchy. And even among pro-democracy activists who are protesting, they are not, I understand, demanding the end to the monarchy. Is that right?
No. Collectively, their demand is that reform meaning such and such and such in order for the monarchy to survive, to last for a long time without much criticism as it has received in recent years.
You can obviously see that many of the leaders in this protest movement are students, and there's a long history of student activism in Thailand. You were arrested, in fact, as a young student activist in Bangkok in the 1970s. So what do you see when you look at these young student leaders today?
They are smarter. They are well-informed. Of course, it doesn't mean that in my time we are not smart, but in terms of well-informed, this time they are much better informed. But another thing is that social media make a lot of differences. The social media not only change the ways they communicate, the way they organize, the way they inform the public, but at the same time, social media is beyond control of the government.
This latest wave of protest, Tongchai, it's been going on since the summer. Where do you see them going from here? Is this the beginning of a new era in Thailand?
It is already a big, big change. People can talk about the monarchy. People can go on the street again. This is huge. This is huge. But how long it will go? What would the government respond? It's hard to say. For me, I think it's hard to say. But big change already happened.
Tongchai Winichikul, a historian and professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, thank you very much for your explanations.
Thank you.
From PRX.